I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a reverse age discrimination case. The case involves military hardware giant General Dynamics and about 200 of its younger employees. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Hi, Tess.
Hi, Madeline.
So, Tess, tell us briefly who's involved here.
Well, up until 1997, all longtime employees at General Dynamics got full health benefits when they retired. But in 1997, the company negotiated a new contract with the union that said you only got those benefits if you were 50 or older as of the signing of that contract. So if you were in your 40s at the time, or even younger, you didn't get those benefits no matter how long you'd been with General Dynamics. Those employees won the latest rounds of the case at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and now the High Court is hearing it.
So is this a basic equal employment opportunity case?
Yes, but it revolves mostly around a law passed in 1967 called the Age Discrimination in Employment Act. It said you can't consider a person's age in making decisions about hiring, firing, tenure, pay. Over the years, it's been interpreted by various courts to protect workers who are 40 and older. But here you have employees who are in their 40s alleging that they were discriminated against because they're not yet 50. So the question is, if you favor an older person over a younger person, is that age discrimination? The workers who are suing General Dynamics say it's illegal to determine benefits based on age. General Dynamics says that the law doesn't specify any age and could be construed to mean old age, at least older than 40. Of course, we'll be careful who we call old here.
Exactly, Tess. I was just going to say that. So what are the wider ramifications of this case?
Well, I put that question to Chris Cameron. He's the associate dean and a professor at Southwestern University School of Law. He told me if the employees win, we're likely to see a flood of lawsuits alleging all manner of reverse age discrimination.
Already, age discrimination cases are probably the second or third fastest growing type of discrimination case that the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is seeing nationwide, and that's for the reason that we have an aging workforce, and more baby boomers are reaching the protected classification of age 40 and older.
By the way, Madeline, the AARP is backing the company here, saying older workers need special benefits. The Bush administration is backing the employees, saying the law protects all ages from discrimination.
And Tess, what else are you working on today for Marketplace?
Well, we're taking a look today at the house of the future. Intelligent TVs, refrigerators, lamps, and cars. It's the Jetsons, but without the whole cartoon thing.
Okay. Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you.